This is the parallax for Tuesday, July 28th, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with a significant shift in U.S. military strategy toward Iran. President Trump told Axios he has ordered a pause in American strikes to allow negotiations a real chance to succeed. But he's made clear that if talks fail, the response will be swift and severe. The negotiations are being conducted primarily between Iran and Oman, with Qatar, Pakistan, Egypt, and U.S. envoys also involved. The focus is on reopening the Strait of Hormuz and relaunching comprehensive nuclear deal talks. Iran, for its part, has denied that direct talks with Washington are taking place. How outlets are covering this tells an important story. Axios reports that Trump believes very deep talks with Iran are underway, and notes that senior U.S. officials actually believe an economic sanctions campaign may ultimately do more damage to Iran than the bombing campaign has. The BBC, meanwhile, reports that Trump said there's a good chance that something could happen, while also raising a different angle, whether the U.S. may be running low on hard-to-replace missiles after firing thousands during the conflict. Al Jazeera focuses on Oman's proposal regarding the Strait of Hormuz, which reportedly has regional backing and would prevent Tehran from having sole control of that vital waterway. Fox News takes a different tack entirely, reporting that Trump is threatening to strike Iran's Pickaxe Mountain nuclear facility, its last untouched nuclear site, and notes that military experts disagree over whether existing bunker buster munitions can even reach its underground chambers. Finally, The Guardian highlights something that's gotten less media attention. Veterans and military families have reacted with fury to the Pentagon's decision to reclassify Iran war casualties as overseas operations rather than war casualties. A retired Rear Admiral called it such a huge disrespect for the families. Turning now to the Middle East, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrived at the White House on Tuesday for what's described as a tense meeting with President Trump. This is their eighth meeting since Trump returned to office, but Axios reports that Netanyahu arrives weaker and less influential than at any of his previous seven visits. The timing is significant. It comes just one day after Trump publicly praised Turkey as a great ally and defended his administration's consideration of selling F-35 fighter jets to Ankara, a sale Netanyahu has long publicly opposed. The outlets frame this friction very differently. Axios reports that Netanyahu's political standing has deteriorated significantly since February, when the two leaders appeared fully aligned, and states that bad blood and frustration have deepened between them over the intervening 5 months. NPR offers context on both leaders' domestic pressures. Netanyahu is up for re-election, and his relationship with Trump has become a liability, while Trump faces pressure from U.S. voters to end what the outlet describes as an unpopular war. Zero Hedge reports that Trump, while aboard Air Force One less than 24 hours before the meeting, firmly defended selling F-35s to Turkey and called Erdogan a tremendous ally, framing this as Trump putting Netanyahu in his place. The BBC simply notes the meeting is high stakes given signs of friction and decreasing public support for Israel in the United States. Meanwhile, in Washington, Senator Rand Paul has released a tranche of Dr. Anthony Fauci's private diary entries from the COVID-19 pandemic, timed to precede Fauci's testimony before Paul's Senate Homeland Security Committee on Wednesday. The diaries cover Fauci's interactions with White House officials, media figures, and his private assessments of the pandemic. Here's where outlet framing diverges sharply. The Guardian reports that the diary entries show Fauci's growing disillusionment with Trump during the pandemic's first year, quoting private passages in which Fauci described Trump as rambling, crazy, incompetent, an idiot, and truly an obnoxious adolescent. Fox News takes a different angle entirely, reporting that the diaries reveal Fauci privately estimated COVID-19's case fatality rate at 0.2 to 0.3%, but weeks later told Congress it was approximately 1%, characterizing this as a shocking contradiction. The Daily Wire reports that the diaries also reveal Fauci cultivated a close personal friendship with CNN anchor Jake Tapper, including family dinners, while publicly urging Americans to avoid gatherings. That's the parallax for Tuesday, July 28th. Thanks for listening.